From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, a very good morning to you all, as you join with me once again around the Word of God. I have two announcements. Firstly, our customary reminder of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be continuing with our new study, The Future of the Jews. Do join me then at 9. I would also like to announce that I will be preaching each night this week in Market Hill Free Presbyterian Church at 8 o'clock. The topic is Reformation and Revival in the Days of Hezekiah. I hope that some of our listeners can join with us at these meetings. Do remember then, 8 o'clock. If you do come along, please make yourself known to me. Now let's come back again to our program this morning. Here's the great Charles Wesley hymn, Give Me the Faith That Can Remove. And after we listen to it, we'll be turning to John chapter 11, the verses 47 to 57 for the last study in this particular chapter of John's Gospel.
Give me the faith which can remove and sink a mountain to a plain. Give me the childlike praying love which longs to build my love again. Thy love let it my heart empower and all my simple soul devour. I would a precious time relieve and longer live for this alone, to spend and to be spent.
This is our fourth study, entitled The Sickness, Death, and Resurrection of Lazarus. What a glorious miracle the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead truly was. Many were convinced of the Saviour's claim to be the Messiah when they witnessed it. Listen to verse 45. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But it was not so with everyone. No, we read in verse 53, Then from that day forth they took counsel together to put him to death. This to me is most amazing. How could such a miracle convince the Jewish leaders that Jesus must die? It can only be explained by an understanding of the darkness and depravity of the human heart. First of all, here is the desperate wickedness of the human heart. There was no denying the miracle by the leaders. Their statement in verse 47 makes that clear. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council, and said, "What do ye? For this man doeth many miracles." Here is a straightforward acknowledgement of the miracle-working power of the Saviour by those who were his enemies. They said, "He has done many miracles." How can they then plan to kill him? They shut their eyes and shut their hearts and rejected the truth about the Lord Jesus. They thus plunged themselves into greater sin. How powerful is unbelief that it should snare men who have had presented to them the greatest possible proof of the Messiahship of Jesus. This underlines the fact that miracles themselves have no power to convince and convert men to faith in Christ. Many believe that were they but to see one miraculous event, then they would be convinced, converted, and become Christians. All doubts would disappear, they say. All hesitation would end. But that is a mere fancy and an empty delusion. It is by the grace of God alone that the soul is converted. Signs and wonders do not make Christians. The records given us in the Gospels of the ministry of the Saviour and the reactions of men show this to be so. Unbelief is a deep-seated malady, and only the inward working of the grace of God by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God can overthrow it. If you are a believer today, then praise God that you are, for it is of His mercy that you believe, and not because of some personal quality that enabled you to rest in faith on the Word of God. The words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 7 are worth noting. "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? Faith is the gift of God, wrought in the child of God by the grace of the Holy Spirit. It is not some inherent virtue residing in the breast of man." Secondly, the blindness that springs from unbelief is set forth here. The reasoning of the Jewish leaders was born of their unbelief. See what verse 48 records. "If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." They thought that by killing Christ, they would save their nation and land from the destruction of them both that the Romans might otherwise engage in. How wrong they were. The Jews crucified the Lord Jesus. But in AD 70, the Roman armies destroyed Jerusalem, and Israel ceased as a nation. The very calamity that the Jewish leaders had hoped to avoid by killing the Saviour, they brought upon themselves by his crucifixion. Man's wisdom is utter folly, born of blindness. Thus man, by resting upon his own thoughts and devisings, had hastened his own destruction by refusing the way of life and truth and peace and joy that had been set before him by the Word of God. History is filled with examples of this folly. Christian, the things which appear to our eyes and minds to hold danger and death for us will, in the end, under God, turn to our favor and deliverance. The people of God found this to be in the past. The threatening mountains of water that lined the path God opened up in the Red Sea seemed to threaten doom for the Israelite, but in the end, it was the path to life and liberty. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust the word of God. Would that the Jewish leaders had believed the words of Christ rather than their own surmisings and wisdom. Thirdly, unbelief will rob us of the presence of Christ. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence into a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. Verse 54. Unbelief is an atmosphere which Christ finds abhorrent. He will leave that place where unbelief is welcomed. Let me apply this truth to our listeners today. If you have been listening to the gospel but responding to its truths by rejection, then you must surely see that the privilege of hearing God's word will be taken from you. Christ will not walk where he is not welcome. We read in Mark chapter 5, the verse 17, the following words, "And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts." Unbelief prompted the people to ask Christ to leave, and he did so. Unbelief is itself a demand that Christ leave the sinner. Please do not fool yourself. It carries no other meaning for the Son of God. It is the root cause of rejection, as far as Christ is concerned. In Romans chapter 11 and the verse 20, Paul states of Israel, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Israel was broken off from the olive tree, a symbol of the people of God, because of unbelief. Unbelief will close the door of heaven to the sinner. Speaking of that generation of Israelites which perished in the wilderness of Sinai, Paul said, "So we see they could not enter in because of unbelief." Hebrews chapter 3 and the verse 19. Beware of unbelief. Rather, receive the truth of Christ as it is set forth in the gospel and be saved. Please remember those meetings that I will be taking each night of this week in Market Hill, Free Presbyterian Church. I will be delighted to see you there. Join me again tonight at 9 o'clock around the Word of God once more, when our subject will be the future for the Jewish people. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.